Blog Talk Radio.
I'll do whatever I can, wherever I am, whenever you want me.
Well, welcome everybody to another great episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio Graves, dean and founder of the IM University. And I am really pleased today to have my guest, Dr. Suzanne, Gutekunst, I'm hoping. Good. And my co-host, Jennifer Carter from EmpoweringWomenInBusiness.com. So Jennifer and Dr. Suzanne, thank you so much for being here.
No, thank you. I'm very, very excited.
Well, Jennifer, I'm going to kind of let you take over and lead the show. Dr. Suzanne has a fabulous story. She and I became acquaintances, I guess. I can't say friends yet. We're getting there. We met recently through one of my friends, Nelson Frades, and it was really one of those things that, you know, just things kind of happen that way. But she has a great story and a great life and an awesome business, and I can't wait to hear more about what she has done using relationships to build this business, because it's a really good story. So, Jennifer, I'm going to let you kind of take over from there.
Oh, this is excellent. Thank you, and good morning to everybody. Good morning, good afternoon. Gina and everybody listening, I'm really excited about today because we're interviewing one of my favorite kind of people, just somebody who's just kick butt, take action, go get them. And you're going to find out why. If you don't already know who Dr. Suzanne, she is the co-creator genius behind this $314 million phenomenon. Get Google Ads free, top secret fat loss secret, JV Rocket, and a whole bunch of other things. And
just a little business, right?
Just a little one. Came about in a mere, 2 years or so. Not too many people who can say that. Many of you listening know her as the lady doctor that, quote, blew the lid off the conspiracy of those things that are just keeping people unhealthy, fat, and plain sick. And that is, of course, the top secret fat loss secret. Now, from that, and that's a top-selling ClickBank health product that has thousands and thousands losing weight in droves, becoming healthier, but there's a whole lot more to you, Dr. Suzanne, than that, right? A little bit before that, in less than 2 years, Dr. Suzanne and her partner generated, again, more than $314 million of revenue through this ebook system that showed people how to get Google Ads free. Another top-selling ClickBank product. You became a kind of TV personality, and now you're somebody that top internet marketers go to when they need a product launch to go out in a big way, right?
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
Well, today, Suzanne, we are going to talk with you and find out what exactly it is that you did, how you did this, and then how the listeners who are listening today can launch their own internet businesses to meteoric success as you did in just a short period of time by really just knowing and taking advantage of those same kinds of top secret leverage techniques and secrets that you did. So, Dr.
And I'm so excited about that part of it because this is the topic I've been talking about most lately with my students, and that's leverage. Because without leverage, you're going to have to work harder, and you're going to keep your results smaller, and when you can really get leverage going in the way that Dr. Suzanne has, look at the kind of results you can get.
Yeah. I'm thinking that Dr. Suzanne is amazingly precise at leverage. So, Dr. Suzanne, we gave a little description of your background. We know you as a top secret fat loss secret lady. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, like you said before, I was a licensed chiropractor. I was in practice for 5 years. I really enjoyed it. I had a pretty big flourishing practice in Georgia. It did very, very well, and I actually started to write e-books just because of the knowledge of what I learned from myself and then also from some of my patients. And so I actually created the Get Google Ads Free, co-created with my partner and I, about something. We were trying to figure out something. God, what can we put that most people or what everybody really is looking for? And it was really, and we really just kind of went around with the idea of, like, yeah, something with Google. There has to be something with Google. And it just kind of popped in our heads of, get Google Ads free. That's like a catchy name. And we took an old concept and just took a new view on it and put it on the internet. And for us, it was, you know, we never fathomed it would grow as fast as it did, but it just, it went like lightning fire. And after that, I realized I got the bug and I got the niche for it, and I just really enjoyed it, so I sold my practice.
That was your first product?
Yeah.
Holy cow. I remember when that came out. I got it before it really started getting to be a household word with marketers, and I was so impressed. I actually think I went through and bought it twice because I wanted to go through the process to study it twice. And everybody was going, well, yeah, I know how to get a copy of it. I'm like, no, go pay for it. You got to see how this is done.
Yeah, and it was it took about, the process took about a year, though, to really fine-tune it, to really create it. Because we, I mean, I'm a firm believer, you only get one time to make a first impression. So we really want to make sure that we, when we launched it, it was going to be launched in a big way. And so, and that's why we also, we made the affiliate tools just absolutely amazing. We want to make sure that we gave all the affiliates everything they could possibly imagine, so they basically would not have to do anything, just go to that affiliate page, and we did all the work for them. And I think that was another reason why it was so successful, because not even because of the catchy name, just because, I mean, we had people emailing us, like, this is the most amazing affiliate tools we've ever seen. Like, before that in ClickBank, most people never really had that type of detailed affiliate network, and so we just kind of it made them so they could succeed. We made it so easy for them, so they, you know, so that's why just, I think, skyrocketed.
To this day, that site and what you've done with the stuff for affiliates is the best I have ever seen. And as the JV Queen, I have seen a lot of affiliate tools pages. The only one that has ever come close is from a guy by the name of Rob Toth. He comes close, he still doesn't get there. What you guys have really done is sat down and put a lot of thinking into, if I was selling this as an affiliate, what would I need? And anything and everything you could need or want is there. There are banner ads, and there are classified ads, and signature lines, and text ads, and you name it, it's there. In not just one configuration, but in lots of different configurations. You must have, what, 10 different sizes of banners, I think? You've got a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. We just we gave a variety of everything for everyone, so everybody could be happy, I mean, from for the AdWords, for everything. We just wanted to make sure we would hit every single affiliate's need. And if not, I mean, we're very open, and we add stuff for affiliates if they email us and say, hey, I need this banner. Can you guys do it for us? And we'll turn it around really quick. I mean, and I think that was also the key to success, because we just really, really supported the affiliates, and whatever they needed, we would get for them. And then also, even with the ebook, we would send out supplemental information to help support people so they could understand a little bit better about Get Google Ads Free, how to really do it, how to use it, how to implement it. And so it just took off. And like, we just did a one-day pay-per-click ad, and it was, cost us $2,000, and that's it. And then from then, it just skyrocketed and it just took off. It like,
wow.
I don't know. In 2 days, it jumped from whatever, 500 in ClickBank to number one. And it's been on the first, second page for the last 2 years. So it's been a strong, strong product. Other products come and go, and then ours always kind of stays there. So it works.
So you really concentrated not on building a relationship with one audience, but really building relationships with two separate audiences at the same time. The affiliates are very different than the customers.
Exactly. So and it transformed into what it was. It was kind of it's very surreal for me, because it's so amazing, because it's one of those things that just all of a sudden just changes your life, and that's what happened. And then from that point, then I created the Top Secret Fat Loss Secret, because I was like, okay, well, I really know a lot about health also. So then we came up with that catchy name of Top Secret Fat Loss Secret, and again, used the whole affiliate tools, because we mimicked that one from Get Google Ads Free. Instead of, you know, the other girl coming out, I actually came out and I talked, you know, to basically really give the personal touch to what I was really doing, and that is really me. A lot of people always ask me, is that really you? And I'm like, that's me. Because a lot of people use, you know, different people to say who they are. But I always am a firm believer that you should definitely represent your product and, you know, represent it well. So
absolutely.
So that's why I did that. So that's And then with adding that, we took us, you know, to a little higher level too, because after that we saw a lot of people also putting LiveBase on web, and it's really fun to see that when you implement stuff and then you see other people jump on board and really kind of change and alter their sites and really kind of mimic you. It's a form of flattery, and so it's been amazing.
You know, Dr. Suzanne, when people take a look at your sites, whether it's getgoogleaudsfree.com or the top secret, fatlosssecret.com, and then every single one of your sites, you actually have a bunch of them, they're all extremely attention-grabbing and engaging. Of course, you know, you get on there, the colors are great, the words jump out at you. You've got a person walking across the screen saying, hey, you're here because da-da-da-da-da. I mean,
yes.
Every single one of them. And it's engaging, too. It jumps out, grabs your attention, and then you are just brilliant at being able to keep the reader there, listening as well as reading, and further drawing them in and drawing them in. And you apparently did this from the beginning. I don't know that most people are so precise and so intuitive at understanding how to keep a reader and your potential customers on the page so long. What do you think?
Yeah, you really just kind of get in there. For me, I always sit there and think about, okay, if I'm a buyer, what do I want to hear or what do I want to know about that person or the product that's going to make me want to buy it? And so it's kind of like really, there's kind of like, you know, you get into the psychology of people, and it's really about building relationships. And I got that basis basically from having my chiropractic practice where I'm dealing with my patients every day, understanding them, understanding what they need, what they want, even on an intuitive level, because some people really don't always tell you everything that they want just because, you know, of certain things. So for me, it was more taking that knowledge and also putting an internet world, because people are the same all over the world. It doesn't matter whether you're in California, whether you're in, you know, another country. They're all the same. It's just everybody wants to feel, you know, feel important and feel like you care about them and really understand them. And so with the copy that we do, that's what we really gear towards. And so we gear towards that aspect of that person, and it seems to really work.
Well, and there's one other little thing that you do on every one of your sales pages that I think a lot of people would just overlook. Down your sidebars, you see on every site the McAfee Secure, the TrustGuard, the Security Verified, Privacy Verified, Business Verified, Certified by TrustGuard. You're building your credibility long before anyone even sees an order button. And subconsciously, that's really starting your relationship out with your readers who are going to become your customers at a totally different level. I think that's got a lot to do with the success of what you've been doing.
Yeah, and it's a trust. Yeah, it is definitely a trust issue. Like I said, the first impression is everything, and you know, we always keep our sites really clean, very crisp. You know, we don't like a lot of other stuff around it, because the most important thing is what they're reading, and you want them to focus on that and focus on nothing else. And too many times, so many people usually put other things to distract instead of just getting right to the nitty gritty. What they're really trying to convey. So you just stick to the point, keep it clean, keep it crisp, get that trust value, and then after that, you know, you just deliver. And so for us, and that's also why, you know, the list has been so responsive, because we have a trusted subscriber list. We already have the people who buy from us already trusting us, because we give them the support. We help them out. We basically almost hold their hand to a lot of certain extents to what they need to be have done.
Gotcha. Well, Jennifer, what do you want to know from Dr. Suzanne today?
Well, I would love to dive into further about the secrets and success of the psychology behind the sites. Dr. Suzanne, you have from Get Google Ads Free, as well as Top Secret Fat Loss Secrets, you have a whole bunch of other sites that have helped you and your partner to build this amazingly responsive list. So you started with Get Google Ads Free, went into Top Secret Fat Loss Secrets. What are some of the other sites that you've created where you've done some of the same things as you did with those two sites?
Created Forced Money. We've created Top Secret Magic Code. Created JB Rocket. Created Top Secret Car Secrets. We've basically created all the really highly niche targeted areas where a lot of people really are looking to either make their business better through internet marketing or as far as through health. And so through that, we created everything that that you see right there. And so and everything and all of a sudden all that all funnels into this list, this amazing, powerful list that we have. And over time, the flagship was obviously get Google Ads free. And then from there, we have all these other lists, but also they all combine together, which creates this one amazing list that that we have that's so, so responsive. That's as David Congreve said, we actually created the JB Rocket and the similar other sites about that because of the great results that we had from a JB partner that just came and asked us. Like, and that our list was a lot smaller then also when we did that. And he was like, you know, can we send your list? And we're like, okay, sure. And so within a matter of like 3-4 hours, he made like $12,000. And so for us, that was kind of like the big, whoa, okay, I guess our list is pretty responsive. And actually, there's like a video on our JB Rocket talking about that where, you know, we were the super affiliates of super affiliates because he's never, ever blasted to a list of our size and just got that such amazing results. So that's where we came up with the idea for the JB Rocket of like, well, wow, if we got the results for this one guy, what can we do for other people and their businesses? Mm-hmm. And from there, it's just it's grown so rapidly. And it's, as far as, you know, Gina and you guys know with the internet marketers, anything that people find that works really good, they jump on board. And so from there, it just kept growing and growing and growing. And it is where it is now, where it's like one of the most, I believe, one of the most responsive lists that most internet marketers who even have a product that they want to boost to the next level go to our list.
And this is interesting because, Dr. Suzanne, your list is it's huge, about a quarter of a million opt-ins on your list, quarter million people. And as we were talking about you a little bit last week, these aren't just, you know, names you went and found somewhere on the internet or somebody at some point said, yeah, hey, I'll get on your list. It's you have managed to build a really good, really strong relationship with your list, even as you continue to add to it, you know, starting from the initial people who came on through Get Google Ads Free and then continuing with everything that you've done since then. As you said, a quarter million people, if anybody if anybody goes to, well, your JV Rocket site goes into more detail about this, but it explains about how extremely responsive your list is. How is it that you have kept your list of people to be so responsive over 2 years? Because a lot of these people, you know, came on 2 years ago. Why do people continue to read, open, and respond to things that you send to this quarter million size list of yours?
Well, I mean, it's basically quality. Because what I, with my list, I give them only quality offers. So people who do come in, sometimes send me money or they want to, and if the emailer is not of quality and I don't feel that it's not going to be a good fit, you know, I will let them know and go from there. But it's, again, it's me building that relationship with them where they depend on me, like they know, like Dr. Suzanne is going to give me some really highly quality stuff. And so, and in between those JV Rockets, I also, these emailers, I also send them helpful tips on how to help their business, and just constantly, I give them free stuff all the time. So I keep them very responsive of not constantly always like, okay, here, go here, go here. It's also a constant balance of here's some information, but also here's some free stuff. I got some really amazing free stuff for you. And so they know that everything I'm giving them is going to be good stuff. And also, and so for the ones that also don't want to stay on, that's the key too. Most people don't realize after about 40 consecutive emailers, the people that don't want to stay on get off. And so the ones that do stay on are your loyal subscribers pretty much forever. So hence that's why you don't, some people have a list of a million or 2 million or even like 50,000. Their list is not as responsive because their subscribers are not quality subscribers. Subscribers are just people who really are just on the list. So when you do that, then you actually weed out the people who really don't want to have your products anymore. So then you are left with the really high quality subscribers who are very responsive, who always want to buy, and they respect you. And so that's the big key, I think.
Well, two respect. Things that you said that I want to comment on there, because one of them is an issue for a lot of people. A lot of people believe that if you mail too often, you're going to get a lot of opt-out, so you got to be careful. And if you don't mail the right things, then you're going to get too many opt-outs, and you got to be careful. And what I hear you saying is, hey, let them opt out, because the people who are going to stay are going to be the ones that really are more responsive in the end.
Exactly, and that's why you can have almost a smaller list. You can have a list of 50,000 people, and if you have highly responsive people, they can outdo a list that has a million, because it's not the size of the list, it's the quality of the subscribers and the responsiveness of it. And that's the biggest misconception that most people think. I hear that all the time. They're like, well, aren't you afraid if you email too much? And I said, no. I said, that's good. I want them to opt out. I want the people to opt out who are not going to go with the flow and really learn and do what they need to do to make it to the next level. It's called the weeding out process, and that's how you really, I believe that's how you get a very responsive list, and that's how I've grown it to be the where it's at.
Yeah, I believe the same thing, because to me, those people who are there who are not likely to be lifetime customers of yours, they're just kind of taking up space. And if they don't want to hear from you often, chances are they're not going to buy from you often either. When they leave your list, it allows you to put your energy into those people who really might be more likely to be more lifetime customers at an even bigger level. So to me, I'm grateful for opt-outs. I can put my energy where it's actually going to do some good.
Oh, yeah, and the whole thing is, too, and it's they have the opt-out link, and you have a double opt-in link list, and it's just like if they don't want in or anymore, they can opt out. It's very simple. And I just think most people just think it's like, I mean, it is true, there is power in the list. That's like my biggest saying. There's power in the list, but you got to have a responsive list. So
right.
That's why I get people who are like, God, I've emailed two lists that are like twice the size of yours, and I didn't even get half the response as yours, and yours is not even the quarter of the size. And I said, that's because my subscribers have been there for me for 2 years. They know what I'm giving them. They know it's quality, and they continue to buy. And every day I get emails from affiliates or just from subscribers saying, thank you so much for all the information. God, you're giving me so much information. I don't even know where to start, but I'm so appreciative of everything that you give me. So it's just building that relationship with them and them knowing you and trusting you. And it's amazing. It just grows and grows.
How often do you mail it to your list?
I usually mail 3 days a week. Some people mail 4 or 5 days a week. I sometimes will do 5. It just depends. But I do tests all the time to see what days are the most responsive, what days aren't. I found that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and some Sundays, depends if it's not like on some kind of holiday or whatever, anything like that. But those are very, very responsive days. And I always tell people who first, opt into my list or want to purchase to get onto the JB Rocket, I tell them, like, these are the best days that I've found. But, of course, it's your choice of what days that you would like. So if you want to do a Friday, you want to do a Saturday, I don't recommend it. But most of them always usually listen to me, and they're very happy. And I said, if you're especially a first-timer who comes in and has never done it before, it's like I usually give them a Tuesday or I give them a Monday, one of the two top days that a lot of people are open their emails, because that's another thing, too. Most people don't realize what time to send emailers, when not to send them. Most people, over the weekend, you don't want to do it over the weekend because people are busy. They don't want to, and then when Monday morning comes, they have tons of junk mail in their mailbox, and what they do, they leave a lot out. So a lot of times I tell them, if you want to do a Monday, you do it in the afternoon. If you want to do a Tuesday morning is fine because now everybody's already came back from the weekend. They already cleared out their mailbox, so they're more regenerated, they're more refreshed, and so they're apt to open it more. And there's also certain keys that you have to put in the first email or to get their attention to grab it, to want to open it. So there's a whole different psychology behind even sending out emailers, like what makes them open it more, why do they open it more. I get several people, like, if they email my list a couple times and they get great response, and then sometimes they change the subject line and it's something that's just not catchy enough, and I always tell them, like, no, change to this, and then they opt in, and they get thousands of more opt-ins. So it's just It's actually it's very fun. I mean, I enjoy it. It's amazing, and it's just amazing. That's all I can say.
And one of the things you just mentioned was the opt-in rates. So often I hear people expecting that they look and they go, wow, at least of a quarter of a million. Well, if I can convert 2% of that quarter of a million, that's a lot of money. But it doesn't work that way.
No.
First, you got to look at how many of that quarter of a million are even going to open your email in the first place. Now, once they've opened it, how many of those are going to click on the link in the email? And of those that click on it, that get to the page, maybe you're going to get 2% of those to convert. So it keeps cutting your number down at each one of those steps. It's not 2% of the quarter million that's going to buy. You don't even necessarily get 2% of the quarter million to actually click on a link. Do you know what percentage of your audience actually opens your emails?
I believe that at least one to 2% open my emails. So if I send out an email, or I mean, like I said, for me, I've realized it's literally the subject line.
Yeah,
this is
that's
my,
the key for it.
Thing is, the more people, like you said, the more people that will at least open it up, your ratio just goes up tenfold.
Big time. Yeah.
So,
big time.
So for me, I mean, I've done tests where I've sent out the exact same emailer, but with a different subject line. Literally, it would go from, like, instead of having 3,000 people open it, I now have 6,000 people that open it. And, of course, as you know, the conversions go up every time. I just got 3,000 more people who just opened it. So, of course, my conversions are going to go up. So, for me, I've learned that the key is definitely the subject line. And then through the emailer, it's keeping them concise, keeping them short, not short and sweet, but giving them a reason why they want to open up your link. And that's what
it's not just a hyped-up sales pitch.
Yeah, and most people they tweak it that, or I tweak it a little bit, or I tell them to tweak it, and they're like, God, thank you so much, Dr. Suzanne. It made a huge difference in my emailer. And I said, that's what I'm here for.
And your list is really different because most people have a list that has only one audience in it. You've got products that are internet marketing related. You've got products that are health related. So you have this kind of a hybrid list that combines people who are interested in health and people who are interested in internet marketing into one list. Do you find that your particular list gets a different result in one market versus another, or is it pretty responsive in both cases?
It's pretty responsive in both cases. Most people think, I know it seems very odd, but like for my health audience, of course they get all the same emailers like everybody else gets, and it's amazing how a lot of them, most people think, oh, we're just healthy, just want to know about health, they don't want to know anything else, but a lot of them want to know how to make money too, and they're just like, wow, Dr. Suzanne, I didn't even know this even existed. This is like amazing. You know, keep sending me more. So, I mean, I think that's another thing that most internet marketers kind of overlook, where they don't look underneath maybe the rock that they should be looking under, because they're like, oh, well, no, those are health people. They really aren't interested in making money. They just want to, you know, health, fitness, stuff like that. But that's not true. I mean, making money is a universal thing. I mean, it's just how it is. Same thing with losing weight. It's a universal thing. But my list is responsive to both. And so it's a market that's untouched. And so I think that's why it also makes my list so responsive too, is because they're tapping a market that's almost basically untouched with especially internet marketing to help people.
Your list, you're doing the same thing that I do. I don't go after the internet marketing quote-unquote audience. To me, there are so many other people that are out there that are going straight internet marketing. It's just too competitive. It is so much easier to go after self-improvement people interested in improving themselves in some way, whether that's improving their health, improving their whatever. And once you know you've got somebody interested in improving themselves in some way, if you just show them how they can improve another aspect of their life, like their money, by building a business, hey, they're really receptive to it. I do the exact same thing. But the part that makes that work so well for you is really the relationships. Because if you really get them to trust you, and to see you as an influencer, they're going to take your hand and let you follow them wherever you want them to go. without that trust factor built in, you probably wouldn't have been successful in doing both things to the same list. And I think people forget about that. So they think health should be a health list and an internet marketing list should be an internet marketing list. But if you focus on the relationship first, you can have both with the same list.
Oh, yeah. And it just makes everything so much, I mean, for me, I only know this way, so I have no experience of the other way. But I'm sure I feel like probably a lot of people kind of pigeonhole themselves of, like you said, because they're so focused on, okay, these people only like this, these people only like that, and I'm just
yeah.
with that. And so, but again, like you said, you build that relationship, you get that trust, and, you know, you can help them out in any aspect of their life, even with internet marketing lists. I mean, I do send some self-help to them, and it gets really good response because, again, like you said, it's all about self-improvement.
And you said you've even got top secret car secrets. Same sort of thing, just improving another aspect of their life.
Exactly.
So it's really very much being aware of the three-dimensionality or two and three-dimensionality of people. That, you know, they're not just health, but as you said, Dr. Suzanne, looking underneath the rocks and understanding what the people who are on your list are all about, what their needs are, their thoughts, their daily challenges, their daily lives, that go along with whatever reason they came on your list in the first place, whether it's health or getting free Google ads, right?
Oh, yeah, and I think, I mean, a lot of it, too, is just with the having the products, get Google ads free, top secret, fat loss secret. For me, I take pride in a lot of where I do a lot of the tech support. I want to know what the people are thinking. I want to know what they're emailing me. I have several internet marketers who really, they don't even, you know, like, Suzanne, why don't you farm that out? Why don't you, you know, have somebody else do it for you? Crazy? And I'm like, no, I really want to know what my audience is thinking. And if I farm
I do
it
as
out,
well. Very important.
Yeah, if I farm it out to somebody else, I don't know what, I mean, I'm not getting firsthand. I might get, oh, like, how's it going? Oh, yeah, you know, I won't get specific. So for me, I like that. I like to know. I like to know what they're emailing me. I like to know what their thoughts are. I like to know what their concerns are. And that's the only way, you know, and that's how I created, through my Top Secret Fat Loss Secret, actually created the physical product called Lotus Purity, which is a detox cleanse off of the Top Secret Fat Loss Secret, just because I had thousands and thousands of emails all the time saying, Dr. Suzanne, I want to buy your product. Where's your detox product? I want your product. And so, hence, in that, I created my Lotus Purity, and so which has gone very, very well also, which is the sidebar product to the Top Secret Fat Loss Secret. But I would have never have known that if I really wasn't in touch with my audience, if I had somebody else do my tech support, or I had somebody else do all my other stuff, you know. And I just always, you got to know what they want or what they're telling you. And I think that's the true key to a successful internet marketer.
Yeah, so many of my students say, but how do I know what they want to buy? Well, you just ask and listen. That's really it's the biggest secret around. Ask and listen. They will tell you. And if they really connect with you, they're going to come to you and ask you first if they want something. And all you've got to do is respond. It's not hard. It's not rocket science.
Oh, yeah. That's what happened when I launched the Top Secret Fat Loss Secret. Like, we didn't do the pay-per-click campaign like we did for Get Google Ads Free because we already had such a responsive list. So what we did before I launched my Top Secret Fat Loss Secret, we sent an emailer to my list saying, hey, Dr. Suzanne Zabari released her, you know, a fat loss ebook. How many of you guys are, like, excited about jumping on board? Do you want to do it? I mean, we literally got 1,000 emails within like 5 hours. Oh my God, when's it coming out? We want this product. And that's why when I launched it, it just catapulted again to the top of ClickBank and within 2 to 3 days because of we already asked them previously, what do you want? Was this something that you would really want to push? And it was just a huge response. And so we kind of almost we got it all warmed up, if you know what I mean. You know, we've got them excited about it. So when I did launch it, it just went through the roof.
But when you were first getting started, how did you find the people to help you push things? Was it just because of ClickBank? Did you do something to go out and get affiliates?
No, it was just because of ClickBank. Once we launched that product, I mean, ClickBank was a really good venue to have an ebook or have a product, because so many affiliates go there because they trust ClickBank, because they know they're going to get paid on time. They know it's a trusted site that most people who will go buy ebooks know about ClickBank, so they'll buy it more than any other sites. Because we were thinking about, you know, first of all, doing paydot.com, pay, all these other different two-pay checkout, and so the responsiveness from our from people, or just from the research we did, we realized that ClickBank was one of the trusted websites where affiliates go to really push products or buy and pick up products. So we just put all of our eggs over there. We said, okay, well, this is what we're going to do. We're just, as you know, it's kind of like a it's kind of like a science project where you're trying to figure out what combinations work, what combinations don't.
Yep.
It's a constant adjustment, and that's what makes it fun, and that's what's about being an internet marketer. You try this, okay, that didn't work, so you go do this, and you try to find the way so you're not losing a lot of money, but you start slow and then it should rise big, and that's just baby steps. That's how it works.
And ClickBank is something that anybody just getting started can tap into. It doesn't take a lot of money. It doesn't take having really special contacts. Anybody can go write an ebook, put it into ClickBank. You just need to do something to get that traffic kickstarted so that it can get exposure within ClickBank and be seen by all of the thousands and thousands, probably tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands of affiliates who are selling ClickBank products on a regular basis.
Well, yeah, and that's what I tell. That's why even with my JB Rocket on my list, I have some of the most powerful affiliates in ClickBank on my list. So
I can imagine.
So for me, a lot of times when people, I've had several people who've launched their products through my list, and it's came up. They number one at ClickBank or number four, or number five. So just by them sending to my list, they're on the front page of ClickBank. And they wouldn't.
And that's about as much as you need to take off on its own.
Yes, exactly. And once you get on those first two pages, you're sailing. So
then
that's when you get the exposure you need for all the other ClickBank affiliates to see you. But with my list, like I said, I have the most a lot of the most powerful affiliates just because of Get Google Ads Free is such a strong, powerful name that a lot of those big affiliates have always pushed my product and are still pushing it, because they know it's just a universal thing that'll never go away.
Absolutely. So if you're listening to this and you're just trying to get out there with your very first product, remember JB Rocket. That could really be your key to getting to the top couple of pages of the listings in ClickBank. And then let your ClickBank's affiliates take over and run with it from there. That would be perfect.
Oh, yeah, and it's a very small investment for the turnout, because most people, just to even get the traffic and exposure, they spend like $20,000, $30,000 a month alone on pay-per-clicks, on different stuff like that. And through this, you're already getting all the power affiliates that you really want to even see it anyways for a quarter of that price. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, and so I was, you know, and it's very rewarding for me because it makes me feel good too, because I like to help other people make money. I mean, that's what it's about. The internet's a huge, huge place. And it's big enough for everybody to make money. And
That's for sure.
Yeah, and so it's kind of it's a way to give back in a way, because, you know, I mean, it's a great thing, you know what I mean? And most people are like, don't you want to keep it a secret? You don't want to tell people? Because I said, no. I said, it's no. You don't keep it a secret. It's something really great, and it's only going to get better. I mean, I get new people every day. I get new opt-ins, hundreds of opt-ins every day. So I'm always constantly getting fresh new faces, fresh new people. So it's anybody who definitely wants to launch the product, it's a no-brainer.
Well, how have things changed for Dr. Suzanne, going from being a chiropractor to being someone who's brought in $314 million in 2 years?
It's a little change. It's the one.
It's just surreal. That's all I say. Every day I wake up, it's very surreal. I can't even put it in words. It's given my life back as far as the relationship with me and myself. Because as you know, most people are so busy just trying to make ends meet, trying to just get ahead, or they never really take time to be able to concentrate on themselves. And so I believe, you know, money just gives you the opportunity to really be able to focus on yourself, which most people need to do, and just really figure out who is, you know, who is Suzanne, who's Gina, who's, you know, Jennifer. all these things that most people can't do because of just money's in the way. And that's, I think that's probably the biggest gift that it's given me, is being able to give me that freedom to really explore and be able to relax and help other people do what I've done. And it's very rewarding. So it's just, like I said, it's surreal. Every day I wake up, it's surreal.
Jennifer, I thought I heard you starting to ask a question there for a second. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did. So it's interesting. You've got all these different kinds of people on your list, and now you've helped to launch a lot of people who are brand new, getting a huge jump start, which, you know, if you go to JV Rocket, you see some of the examples of people who've done that, as well as some of the top internet marketers go to you as well to say, hey, I need a big push on my list or on my product. Dr. Suzanne, can you help out? What I'm curious about is what kinds of people and or really products and services can mail to your list and get a response from it?
Good question. Most anything where I have like a combination of health and the internet marketers, but anything with a lot of newbie marketers, people who really are just starting. And so, of course, the first part for their starting is for the, you know, the pay-per-click. So that's, of course, why they like to get Google Ads free, because they want to try to, you know, offset their costs as much as possible. I also, anything that deals with helping people to make money. And also, especially with the economy being the way it is, that usually the lower, sometimes the lower-priced products are do really well, between 67 to 97, but just a whole variety. I mean, anything internet marketing, anything that would help somebody grow their business. I actually had somebody email my list that was a self-help, which was really good, and it did really well. So, I mean, my list is very broad. So, pretty much that would be a good niche for them to hit on.
Okay, so self-help, making money, health, anything else outside of that that you've seen mailed to your list that got a response?
No, those are pretty much, because the use of the internet marketers that do come to me, or people who do come to me, have been in the field either a short time, or sometimes are their seasoned affiliate marketers, and they're all pretty much internet marketing based. Because they know through my list, through Get Google Ads Free, through Top Secret Magic Code, Force Money, those are all really powerful internet marketing tools that do very, very well. So, but it responds to most anything. But those are the two top ones that they respond to the most, the health and that.
Okay. When you and I spoke last time, you mentioned that you've never yet gone to an internet marketing seminar.
No.
So how do you meet all of these internet marketers?
Well, how it works, it's like how I met you. It's networking. A few people have done my list, and they got fabulous results, and then all of a sudden I'm getting emails from other top internet marketers. And for me, I don't keep in my bubble, but since I've only been in the business for 2 years, I'm not really exposed to who the big top. I mean, I know some of the big ones because, you see them all over the internet and stuff, but some of them are like, they're little silent players that you really don't know, but they have huge websites that I was like, wow, you're the creator of that? So just by getting a few amazing results for a few powerful marketers, they just spread the word like wildfire. And it's the best, compliment I can get, because, they're just sending me over and over. And I also get recurring JV opportunities all the time where, people like buy my list a month in advance because they get such great results. They're like, oh, can I purchase the whole month? And I'm like, okay, well, you got to purchase it a month in advance because my spots fill up so quick. So, but that's how I've been introduced to some of the big top marketers as yourself.
Gotcha. So, again, you didn't have to have lots of contacts to do it. You didn't even have to go out to all these conferences. Anybody can really build their network the same way you did, right?
Oh, yeah. And it's like I said, if you give a good quality product, you have the trust in the people trust you. I mean, you can take it as far as you need to take it.
Now, do you create your products yourself, or does someone else write them for you?
No, we co-created the Get Google Ads Free, but then the Top Secret Fat Loss Secrets, I created. So a lot of the stuff, I brainstorm with some other people, but I create it and we put it down. And I have a tech team that helps me out too with all that. So I have a pretty good backup team, which is good, as you know. You're as good as your as your team. So
absolutely. So when you sit down and you have this idea for a new product, what do you do to turn your idea into that product? Is there any secret to getting a product that's really going to sell well?
I think you kind of go and see what's universal. I've always kind of done that. And again, it's finding out what everybody is always going to need or want. Like when I did the car secret, that was something like everybody's always looking to make deals on cars. And that was a kind of like a niche where it's already been done before. But there's always, you know, like I said, there's always room on the internet to make more money. I mean, just because somebody's done it, it's all about the marketing. So for me, you have a really good ebook, but then. Hello?
Hello? Are you there?
I said, no, yeah, because it said I was just off the host queue. So I was just like, oh.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I know. That was weird. I was like,
I wonder why it did that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I see why it did that, because we have so many callers on the line, so I don't see you on my control panel is what it was saying.
Oh, okay.
Because we have too many people on our line. Wow, that's a terrible problem to have.
I know, that's a horrible problem to have. Yeah, so it's just basically finding, when I think of an idea, I always think about what is the marketability of it, how universal is it. And that's basically, and if it's something, or if it's something so highly niche that I know that if I can market it properly, that I'll get a lot of results, then I'll go for it. But again, as you know, it's kind of like creativity comes when it comes, and when it's, you know, you don't know when it's going to come. So I've kind of taken a break as far as creating new products, just because, like you said, the creativity has to come. So I haven't really created anything new so far, but I'm sure I will very soon.
Well, you have plenty of them out there, so.
Yeah.
Do you do much research and planning for your products? I know I've personally only read one of them. I've read Get Google Ads Free, and it was fantastic. What I loved about it was it took this concept that for so many people is really challenging, and it really broke it down in a way that even somebody who's never done it before, who's never been inside of Google AdWords before, could get a crystal clear picture of how to go from sitting there and never doing it to actually doing it quickly and easily. How do you get that in there? Do you have to do a lot of research? Do you have to do a lot of planning?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was just, it was breaking it down to the simplest level of, like, what, because for me, when starting off, it was kind of confusing, so I was like, okay, I gotta make it to where it's so simple where anybody can understand it, and just almost do it almost over exhaustively, and that's what I did, and that's why it took so long for it to create from the beginning to the end, just because we wanted it to be so perfect, and so there'd be no questions, you know, and if there was questions, we had power lessons to go along with those questions, so they would know, and so that was just. That was the very first exhaustive one that we did. And then with the Top Secret Fat Loss Secret, we did the same thing with that.
Had you already done Google Ads Free yourself?
Yeah, already did that. And then I wanted to do a niche with the fat loss. So I actually, when I ClickBank, I started looking at some of the products, did a little research there, and I was just like, wow. I was like, okay, the number one product is this other fat loss product. And I was like, okay. So I had to do a different spin on it, because all the other products were very, very similar, very similar. So I was like, I got to come up with an idea that's very different from these other products. It's niche. So that's why I got into the detoxification part of it and the fat loss through the parasites and things like that, something very more niche and very different than any of the fat loss products. And I think that's why I did very well, too, because it was so different. It was the same concept, same niche, but even it was a sub-niche within that niche. Do you know what I mean?
Yep. So it's just a matter of going out and looking at what's already there and figuring out, A, what is it that you can do that's a different spin on it, so kind of a USP, a unique selling proposition. Why do you want to buy this product as opposed to your competition? So if you can find a new spin that you can put on it, that can work. Or every one of your products, I think, has something that's kind of sexy about it, or as Jennifer said earlier, engaging about it. Top secret, fat loss secret, it sounds good. And
yeah.
So even if the info in it had not been good, you probably would have created a list of buyers from it. What would not have happened is they wouldn't have gone and become as responsive as they are. So your products have to really follow through on what you're telling them they're going to do by the name and by what you're doing in the marketing, or you're not going to get that responsiveness that allows you to sell product after product after product after product.
Oh, yeah. It's marketing. Marketing is everything. I mean, I've had several people who have great e-books, great website, but it just doesn't ring. It doesn't connect with the audience, and they're just like, I don't understand why. You know, I've had several people want me to rewrite their copy, and like, can you do my web copy? And you know, a lot of them, I mean, that's very time consuming. That's something that you have to sit down and be very creative. And you have to, it takes the time. Like I said, there's a whole psychology behind it. So it's just key. And I tell any internet marketers, any newbies that come on board, I say, if you want to be able to do that, you got to make sure that you're connecting with that audience, whatever it may be. And so, for me, I like the connection of trust, because I'm used to with my patients. That's why I wanted to be on my website. That's why I wanted to have my face all over the website, to know that this is me. This is who I am. You know, I am who I say I am. I live and breathe what I do, and it's really possible. And I think that's what people want to know too: is it really possible? And it is.
Uh huh. But I think there's two different elements to that. There's the what you're doing on the website, but then again, what you're doing in the products themselves. Because in the products themselves, if it really doesn't work, then they're not going to go off and buy your next product. They certainly wouldn't have gone from Get Google Ads Free to Top Fat Loss Secrets. They just wouldn't go from one to the next because they're two totally different things.
Yeah.
You've already shown them within the product itself that it really is possible, that it really does work. You follow through on the promise from the sales letter. And that's why they're so willing to trust when they get to the next product in a slightly different arena, because you showed them a result one time. Now they're willing to let you try out this other idea, and when you follow through on that one, now they're willing to try it again. And so you create this very responsive list simply by creating those really good quality products that follow through on the promises in the sales letters.
Correct. Yes. Absolutely.
You know, Dr. Suzanne, I've noticed that you are, as you describe the different products you made and how you got them out there, that you are really, I think, exceptionally good at being not only responsive but laser focused on keying in on just what your audience needs and then producing it, turning around, getting it out there. Because if you spent a lot of time researching, for example, Get Google Ads and then top Secret Fat Loss Secret. But when you were ready, you knew this was the right product, you turned around and you got it out there. How do you get things out there so quickly? How do you know when to just run with something?
Timing is everything, especially if you're going to do a fat loss product. A lot of people ask me that. They're like, well, how do you know, like you said, how do you launch a product? How do you know when? There's certain trends in the internet marketing world, or even in the internet world, especially with health. January through June is like the peak. That's when everybody, the New Year's fat loss resolutions. And then after June through September, it's a low period because that's the summer. Everybody's already, if they haven't wanted to lose weight, they really are kind of, now they're in the summer, they're playing with their children, and then, you know, then December comes, and then it's Christmas, so you got to make sure you kind of got to look at the market and see where it's at, the trend. You don't want to launch your fat loss product in June or December, because it's not going to probably take off. I mean, it's not a good time. So, but if you launch your product in January, when the boom's going on, where it's the fat loss revolutions, resolutions, then it's a better time. For something that's internet marketing related, again, the timing is not so much as the fat loss, but again, you want to make sure you don't do it around holidays, stuff like that. but anything with making money, especially with how the economy is, anything that makes money usually will help push because people are all now looking to get online to make money. So I always tell people, if you're thinking about launching a product, make sure, you know, you go about it with in the mind of the public, what the public is going through. Like right now with the economy, you make sure books that are going to sell on how to make money are really good topics. And you can launch those anytime because everybody wants to make money all the time. But I find that most of those books do really well during Christmas because everybody wants to make more money to buy presents for Christmas, so they jump on board to buy products that are for making money.
Well, I always say you've got to have three things. You've got to have the right audience with the right message at the right time. If you're missing any one of those three key ingredients, it's not likely to work. And each one is separate, but they can combine, like the message and the time. So your message is going to change if you're going to sell a how-to-make-money book if it's during the Christmas time versus, say, during the summer break. In one, you're talking about making extra money to get through Christmas and start the new year off right. In the other, you could be talking about making extra money to get your kids back into school or get your college tuition paid for your kids or whatever. It changes based on who your audience is.
Correct, yes. And that's yeah, because, I mean, I've seen, like we said, seen several products that were very, very good products, but they just launched them the wrong time. And they disappear. and it's really sad because they do have a really good product. But like you said, there's those three things that have to come together to have that synergy to really keep it, to make it take off. And if you don't have that, then it's not going to more likely work.
And by staying in touch with your audience and really listening to what they're saying, you're able to get that right message with the right time because that's who your audience is. And I think that's really been a big part of your success is you are really in tune with that. And I think a lot of it comes from, I was wondering how you did that. I guess it comes from your staying in touch with them by doing the support and whatnot, which I really commend you for. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, and because most people are like, Suzanne, you could just, like I said, they tell me all the time, farm it out. You're crazy. That's too much work. Are you nuts? And I'm like, no. I said, I actually enjoy it. I get to, you know, communicate with the audience. I know exactly what they're thinking. And so, and that also gives me a good idea of maybe what the next thing I might launch or maybe what I can change to make what I have already better. So it's being in constant communication. That's, as you said, that's the key.
And the other thing that I know, I do the same exact thing. I even go so far as to have my telephone calls for all of the same people. I even use the telephone calls myself frequently for the same exact reason, because otherwise I don't have a good handle on what's going on.
Exactly.
So.
So you know that better than anybody, of course, yeah.
And Jennifer, what else do you want to know from Dr. Suzanne?
Well, one of the things that I'm curious about is, in a sense, Dr. Suzanne, you kind of have a Cinderella story here, sort of, in that you were doing great as a chiropractor, but definitely came out of nowhere and became this huge phenomenon on the Internet and with everything that you did. And you then, in turn, launched a few other kind of Cinderella stories, that is, you know, people who really didn't have anything, didn't have much of sales or anything, sent to your list, and then, bam, you know, made thousands and thousands of dollars. Can you share with us some of those stories? Because I'm reading on a couple of your sites, and it gives me goosebumps. It makes me excited. So what are some of the stories of people who launched through you and just took off?
There was a there's the one, the first one was the David Congreve, like I told you. He blasted to our list. Like, he was the first one that created the JV. Well, that was one of the reasons why. That was before we created JV Rocket. This is just when we just had our list, and we didn't even create the website behind it. And he emailed us, and he said, we want to, you know, we've heard about GigaWads Free. We thought it would be a great list. And so we emailed it, and, like, over, you know, within hours, he made, like, $12,000. And we were shocked, of course, and he was so thankful. He did a video for us, and then, you know, which was great advertising for us, saying that we were like the super, super affiliates of all affiliates. You know, we out and our list outperformed, you know, 50% better than all of his other affiliates combined. So it was kind of like a good, you know, a good feeling, and we were very excited, and he was so happy. And so He also sends her a list a lot of times still. And then we had the Squiddle Queen. That's what she calls. She's from England also, Kelly Stone. She heard from, I guess, David Congreve, the same thing. So she emailed to our list, brought it up to the next level, and she was so excited. She emails to our list several times a year. And then we actually got one lady who was starting her business through, it's called Global Domains International. And just by signing to our list, she got like a $1,400 bonus within like a first couple days just for all the new sign-ups in her downline. And so it just jump-started her online business in a big way, and it made her very, very, very happy. And she was so thankful, and that just makes it all worthwhile is when they, you know, when you can actually make their life a better life just by helping them, you know, make more money. And there's just many, many more, but those are the main top ones that we have that we've just really helped, and that's what it's all about. Like I said, there's enough money on the Internet where everybody can make money, and it's kind of like if you can help somebody, that's the way to do it.
So with these people and so many others, some of which you talk about on your site, it's really about getting them momentum. That's one of the most when getting started in the Internet or any business is to get that momentum, to get the business just off the ground and to get it soaring. And that's what you've done. That's what you've helped so many people do by showing them, hey, you know, taking their ad, saying, you know, if your ad copy is good and fit, you know, for the list and it's a good product, et cetera, I'm going to let you send to the list and just they get that momentum, they get the money, the self-confidence and everything else just to keep growing, going and growing from there.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like I've given them back the hope because most people who've tried internet marketing, they just they don't make a sale or then they just get frustrated. And that's, as Gina knows, it's the first sale is the most exhilarating of like, yay, I did it, I made a sale. And
it is, isn't it?
Yeah, and so once you do that, it's like becomes addictive. And then once you realize it's kind of like a positive behavior, once you do it once and you just keep doing it over and over again, it's easier each time. And so for a lot of these people, you know, it was a good doorway for them to be able to have the good reinforcement of like, hey, I can do this. I can make my business grow. I can, you know, I can maybe be free of my job and not have to work anymore and actually just do this full time. Maybe I can spend more time with my kids. So it really gives them an opportunity that they maybe wouldn't have had.
So people who are sitting out there listening and thinking, yeah, that's what I need. I need more momentum. I need, gosh, the ability to send to such responsive lists like this would be awesome. What do they need to do to put something together or, more importantly, take whatever it is that they have and tweak it so that it will just be fantastic and really a good product, a good service, so that when they, for example, mail to your list, it will get the huge response like some of these people I see on here who, I mean, every single one, it's amazing, you know, $9,000, $10,000, $45,000 in like a matter of a few hours, a few days, and it just goes on and on. What do they need to do to get ready?
What I usually tell them when first of all, if they do email me or what after they see the website, they first, you know, like I said, they ask me questions of like, what emailers respond the best to your list? And I usually, you know, I'll send them examples of emailers that I know that I've used or other people have used in the past that have gotten fabulous, amazing results. And then also to make sure that their product is high quality. I mean, and it has a good presence on it. That's key. So, I mean, if the person opens the email and then they take them to their site, now it's their responsibility to have a site that converts. So they have to make sure, you know, they have their marketing and they know what's going to sell. And I always tell them that where you need to, most of the people who email me, their sites are all very good, so they have no problems there. It's just mostly the email copy that I always tell them to make sure it's grabbing. It makes them want to open it. It makes them want to buy it. And that's pretty much it. And like I said, I'll give them subject lines that I know open up very, very well to at least get more opens in the opt-in list. And that's pretty much it. I mean, just make sure, one, that you have a good emailer that you're sending out, two, that your website is it's ready for the volume, and it's also ready for to convert, and it backs up everything that you say, and that's it. I mean, and then just watch the money roll in. That's usually what happens.
And the ready for the volume is a big deal, because if you are on a shared hosting account like most people starting out, a list your size could put you over bandwidth if you've got a small bandwidth limitation.
Oh, yeah.
If you've got a lot of video or a lot of audio on your site and you're hosting those on your site, you could be in trouble with one mail to your list.
Exactly. And so that's why I always tell them, like, be prepared for some sales coming in. And they're just like, okay. So a lot of people, they're definitely overexcited with that. And they're like, that is amazing. I'm so excited. You know, so that's why I have recurring people who buy my list every month also, just because of that fact.
And when you say get ready for the volume, there's a lot of things you want to look at. You want to look at, can you handle the bandwidth without getting in trouble with your hosting provider? There's
correct.
Nothing worse than sending an email out, having people click on the link, and they get to your site, and it says, if you are the webmaster of this site, please contact us because this site has exceeded its bandwidth. There's nothing worse than that.
That's horrible.
You can't recover from that. You also can't recover if your merchant account shuts you down, like PayPal does sometimes, or like any merchant account can do, if you've processed way too much business because they considered it unusual business transactions because you don't have a record of that kind of volume.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
ways of getting around that, right?
That's what I've told them too. I was like, if you're using PayPal, because a lot of them use ClickBank, but some do use PayPal, and I'm like, I don't know what your limits are. I said, but if you have limits, get them removed immediately. And they're just like, are you kidding me? I'm like, no. I'm like, so if you have limits, get them removed. I was like, you'll thank me, believe me. And so a lot of them are like, thank you so much for telling me that, because I would have, you know, it would have, you know, they would have tried to pay for it and it would have never gone through because I went way over what my limits usually are. And so,
well, and with PayPal, they don't publish your quote-unquote limit. If you are someone who typically only does $100 worth of transactions through PayPal on a monthly basis, and all of a sudden you even get $5,000 to $10,000 in volume, that can actually shut you down. I've seen it happen with as little as $4,700.
Oh, yeah.
So all you've got to do is pick up the phone, call them, whether you're using PayPal to check out, whoever your provider happens to be. Call them and tell them, hey, I'm getting ready to kick off a new promotion. This is my product price point. This is how many sales I expect. Can you please note my account? When you do that, they will note the account, and if it does look like something unusual, they will actually contact you, whether it's by email or by telephone, depending upon how fast the orders are coming in. At least you can still keep processing your orders.
Oh, yeah, that's a nightmare that we know nobody ever wants to go through. You're just like, oh, no, yeah. Yeah, that's always tell them to if you have PayPal, but most of them usually they know. So, but, yeah.
And even the autoresponder you're using, you want to check on, because some people using free autoresponders have a limit on the number of subscribers that they can have in their autoresponder. I've seen people who have limits of 500 to 1,000. Your list could easily add more than 500 to 1,000 people to somebody's autoresponder
very easily. Oh, easy, real easy.
So you want to make sure that all of those elements, your bandwidth and your hosting account are okay, your merchant account is okay, your autoresponder is okay, and then go have your mailing sent out. Now, I know we're going to get at least one email asking this question if I don't, so I better ask it. Most people, when they talk about using somebody else's list that they're going to mail to, they expect to be sending that mailing out with an affiliate link and paying that list owner an affiliate commission. If they're paying up front for mailing to your list through JV Rocket, do they also use an affiliate link that you get paid on?
As of right now, no. So pretty much the payout, the money they give me up front, that's the money they just use to pay for my list. And then after that, everything, 100% of their profits is their profits.
Holy cow. That is incredible.
I know. A lot of people think, they're like, Suzanne, you're absolutely crazy. You should you know, you should at least get a percentage of that money. I mean, I haven't gone to that right now. I might do that coming very, very soon, but as of right now, I haven't done it. So, I mean, that gives another reason why most people, like I said, love my list, because for the small investment, they get the payouts are just huge.
Well, let me just break this down in a way that people can clearly understand the impact of that, because that's huge. Let's say that most people pay at least a 50% commission to affiliates. Many will pay more than that. So let's say you're selling a $97 product. 50 sales of a $97 product would get you $5,000. If you were paying 50% commissions, that's $2,500, which is how much it costs you to mail the JV Rocket. So what you're basically saying is, if you're making more than $5,000 in sales, that extra money is yours.
Correct.
Which is incredible, because with the list that's as responsive as yours and the size of yours, I can't see how you couldn't make at least $5,000 in sales.
Oh, yeah. Most people, that's the minimum amount. That's most people make. It's so funny. Most of the people that go send to my list, they really don't tell me how much money they make, because I think they're paranoid that I'm going to be like.
I would think they would be.
Like, I will say, okay, well, since you're, I want a percentage of what that, but see, for me, it's about, you know, for me, $2,500 right now, it's fine. It's about me helping the people to get their list, and a lot of times, I mean, it helps them make money, and it's about that. I have plenty of money. I'm not out to gouge people. I'm here to help people and help them, you know, jumpstart their business, and I can do that through JV Rocket. So
You're here to serve.
You what?
You're here to serve.
I'm here to serve, exactly.
No.
Exactly, yeah. So it's, yeah, most of them don't tell me how much money they make. It's cute. I never ask them either, but they're, you know. Well, especially once they send the emailer out, and then the day after they email me like, can I buy like 6 more of these? can I buy them all in advance right now? You know, and it's very cute, because I'm just like, and I was like, oh, and I email them back. I was like, I guess you had a good response. They're like, oh, yeah, we had a really great response. And so I get several people who want to buy like 6 more right afterwards. It's funny. I just laugh.
So that brings up an interesting question, though. If you, you're only emailing people so often, and you've got a lot of, you know, top affiliate marketers and just internet marketers sending through your list, I'm guessing that there's a limited number of chances, really, for people to email to your list.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my list is usually booked up 2 months, a month and a half in advance. So I tell people, if you are looking, so say you bought an emailer, if you bought an emailer today, more likely I wouldn't be able to send it out till the middle of April or almost May, because it fills up that quick. Because I have so many people who do, once they email to my list once, they're basically addicted, and so then they want to buy more, and so they usually buy advance. So, which is very good for me, because it makes me feel good, because they're getting great results.
Well, I'm going to push you hard to change that and start using affiliate links, because you are losing lots of money like that.
Yes, I know. I might very soon change it, though. So, but I haven't decided yet. But as of right now, I'm not going to change it.
So that means anybody listening to this broadcast that's thinking about putting a product out there, go do it now.
Yeah, go do it now before I change my mind.
There you go.
Yeah, so right now it's just going to be the way it is. And like I tell people, if you want to blast it, you got to get me as soon as possible.
Now, the people on your list, do you know anything about their demographics? Are they women? Are they men? Are they older? Are they younger?
Most of them are between like 31 to the gamut of like 60.
Okay.
I even have some 80-year-old, 90-year-old people on my list.
Wow, me too. But those people are so amazing, aren't they?
Yeah, they're so amazing. They'll just email me like, I am 78 years old and I really need help. And I'm just like, God bless you. I was like, that is so amazing. Where, you know, they're just, you know, they're constantly trying to learn new things, and they're 80-something years old or 70-something years old. It's just amazing.
We should all be so blessed.
Yes, exactly. be 80 years old still kicking and frightening and doing. That's amazing. That's great.
Any ideas about what your next product's going to be?
I have not. It hasn't came to me yet. I just got done.
Oh, I would love to hear you creating a new product about building a list. That would be phenomenal. I'm putting my request in now.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. That would probably be a great, great ebook of how to build a great list. Yeah.
Top secret email list secrets.
Yeah, top secret.
I hear it now.
Yeah, that's actually a good reading. Good job, Gina. I might have to go check out that domain and make sure I grab it.
Oh, I'll go grab it and charge you $10,000 for it. How's that?
Yeah, you could do that. I'd pay $10,000 for it.
Or even top secret JV secrets. We can do it together.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
That would be another good one. With JV Rocket, you are sitting pretty for that one for sure.
Oh, yeah.
The point I'm trying to make in kind of kidding around about this is the product ideas are a dime a dozen. With where you're sitting with all of these other products and having this kind of a list, you can literally go in any direction you want. And that's what makes it so much fun, I think. Anytime you want, you've got an instant way to add another 7 figures or more to what you're making every year just by going out and getting one more idea. That's the easy part.
Oh, yeah. And for me, it's like, it's good, too, because if I find products that I really like, I actually become the affiliate, and I actually, so, I mean, I'm also on the end where I have people send to my list. I send to my list myself. So,
yeah.
You know, for me, it works, you know what I mean? So, for me, I can now be the affiliate, and I can, you know, make up the difference from the money that I'm not making off of the other people for pushing to my list, too. So, it's like a win-win situation for me.
Do you have many people approach you to do joint ventures where you're pushing their product to your list, or do they just come in through JV Rocket?
No, I have several people that email me wanting to do joint ventures just with my product, where they want me to be the affiliate, or, you know, listen, I want to, you know, give a percentage of, you know, the sales to you, which is good, and I'm totally open to that, very open.
What kind of criteria do you have for evaluating those opportunities?
I want to make sure they convert well. For me, as long as I know that they're going to convert well, I like to usually see, you know, past conversions. I like to look at the website. I like to, because I can usually tell by a website if it's going to convert or not.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? And if I just really like the product, if I think it's a really, if it's a good, good product, if my list is really going to respond to it, because it's, you know, they're representing me. So if I'm going to be pushing it, it has to be high quality. So I usually can, you know, usually tell. Because I've had, those are mistakes you make as an internet marketer in the beginning, where sometimes you push products where you should never push them, because they really, then you get emails that they're not doing their tech support, or, you know, I bought this product, Dr. Suzanne, and they're not answering me back. And that's a reflection on me. So
exactly.
So for that, I always make sure that it converts well, the sites looks very, you know, looks really good, and that they're responsible, and they actually do their tech support, and they care about their subscribers like I care about mine.
Well, those are some really big, important things to look at. I did a call recently with Jeff Wellman, who's been around for a couple of years, probably came out right around the same time you did. His son is Keith Wellman, who's really well known. And when I was talking to Jeff on this call, he was like, boy, I wish somebody would have told me all these great things that I learned after the fact, because I just went out there, I made my first $100,000, and now I had a list, and I had no idea what to do with them. So within like 60 days, my list of 10,000 went down to like a list of 2,000, because I was just doing everything wrong.
Yeah.
And no one really teaches you that stuff. What do you do after you create that list? So thanks for giving some of those pointers of the things you look at, because that's really the things that you want to look at in what you're doing with the list after you create it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to treat it like a little, you got to treat it like a child, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a baby. You got to nurture it, and you kind of make some mistakes, but then you learn from those mistakes, and you realize, okay, I won't do that again. That was not smart.
Yep.
And then what's good about the web, it's called the speed of the web, as you know. I mean,
oh, yes.
what other place you can put a product and you can test it in 2 days and you can find and tweak it and then make it better. I mean, you can't do that with like a mom-and-pop shop where it has to sit there for years. And I mean, that's the beauty of the web. It changes like at the speed of web, and it just, it's so dynamic, and it's just, it's like its own living, breathing thing. And so you have to treat it that way.
In a week, we can create a product, test the product, tweak it, make it better, and get huge results. That's huge. I mean, in the offline world, that's 5 years worth of effort.
Yeah, it's 5 years of effort in 2 days, which you can't do that with a normal business. And that's, I mean, internet, I mean, as you know, internet marketing is the way to go. I mean, if you don't want to, you know, if you don't want to have the normal 9-to-5 job, this is the way to do it. It gives you the freedom. You're in control of your own life. You have your own, nobody's telling you what you have to do. You work as much as you want to work. And it can be very profitable.
Well, my mission is really to help 1 million people learn to live the life of their dreams by building a business that uses the power of the internet. And it's about three different things. It's not just about making money, which is what most people talk about. It's about both learning to live the life of your dreams, and you've got the freedom to live the life of your dreams because of the internet. And then it's also about building this business. You can't look at either one of them separate and distinctly. You got to have both pieces in there if you're really going to get huge results like you've been saying.
Well, yeah, and it's a basic, like you said, you got to take it to the foundation, which is your psyche. Like,
yep.
Why, I mean, you got to get rid of all that other garbage that's in your head to think it, making you think that you can't do it, or you can't, you know, no, I'm supposed to work a 9-to-5 job. No, I'm supposed to, no, you got to wipe all that stuff on your mind, out of your mind. You got to think outside the box and just go for it. That's it. I mean, and you only, you know, it's like you have nothing to lose except losing itself. I mean, and then what's the benefit is, and now you have a career that you love, and you're happy, and you actually know who you are, and you're not hustling anymore, and it's just an amazing thing. But like you said, it comes down to the foundation.
I was talking to my dad the other night, and he actually got me really upset because he said, I wish you were still using your law degree and you were still out there being an attorney. And I'm like, why would you wish that upon me?
Yeah.
You know, because to me, this is so much better. And not just because it makes me more money. Yeah, that's part of it, but that's a very minor part of it. It's
yeah.
Really because of all that other stuff that comes along with it. Being able to live wherever I want, being able to do what I want when I want, and really being able to make a difference for people. For me, that's the biggest part of it. I would never have been able to make a difference for people at the levels that I'm able to do today because of the internet. I might have been able to help make a difference for a very small number of people, but certainly not the number of people, and not as much of a difference. So for you, was that a big shift? I mean, would you ever go back to being a chiropractor in your own practice?
No. It's so funny. Everybody always asks me that exact same question. Like, well, don't you miss it? And I was like,
no.
I miss the patients. I said, but I don't miss all the stress and all the other stuff that goes along with it of having the 9-to-5 job and stressing about when, you know, how much is insurance company going to pay me, and then you know what I mean? I was like, no. I said, now I'm in control of my own destiny, which is amazing. And like I said before, it's allowed, gave me the freedom to get to know Suzanne. And again, like you said, it's through living example. And so for most people, I'm sure, who meet you or meet other people where they're just like, they just can't grasp it. Like, wait a second, you just do what now? You travel around in your... What? That doesn't make sense. And you make money how? And you used to be a lawyer, and you know, but it's possible. And it's like, the more of us that are out there talking and giving freely, you know, it expands numerously to help tons of people, just to let them know that it's possible. That's what most people.
Well, my dad knows about my free 30-day IM challenge, and he's like, but how can it really make you more money? You give stuff away all the time.
Yeah,
well, yeah, Dad, so what?
I give free e-books away all the time to some, you know, I get several people email me like, you know, Dr. Suzanne, I don't have any money right now, I'm broke, I'm, you know, and I give them free e-books.
Right. It doesn't cost you anything to do that.
No, it doesn't
You're
cost
helping
anything.
Them.
mean, yeah.
And when it helps them make money, they'll come back and buy everything else you've got to offer.
Yeah, and they're so, and they're just so grateful, and they're so happy, and it's just, that's what it's about. It's, you know, it's like, you know, if you have an over an abundance, you just give, and that's all, that's how I know. That's all I know.
That's the same thing that I know, and you couldn't pay me enough money to go back to practicing law and living a traditional lifestyle.
Exactly.
But it does start with shifting those underlying beliefs, as you said. Because
yes.
Most of us are trained from a very young age to have those underlying beliefs. And they're well driven into our consciousness. And we know, oh, well, you got to have a job and you got to make so much money and you got to be a professional and you got to do this. You don't have to do any of it.
Yeah.
Life is what you make of it. It is a privilege to be able to live the life of your dreams, and all of us can do that.
I think
exactly.
Not only a privilege, it's a duty. I mean, I think each and every one of us have gifts that we're really good at, and Gina, you are the epitome of that. Dr. Suzanne, as I get to know you, you are as well. You've got certain talents and things that you're so good at, and so good at not only making success for you, allowing you to live the life of your dreams and what makes you happy, but also to help other so many other people do the same. And I think, I think that's what it's all about.
I would definitely agree. Well, let me recap where you can find some of Dr. Suzanne's products just for a minute to make sure that anyone on the call who wants to check out the things you've got to offer can do so. Get Google Ads free. You'll find at theimuniversity.com/Google Ads. That's www.theimuniversity.com/Google Ads. All one word. That's her first product. It is a phenomenal product. I've actually been through it. It is marvelous. And that's all about how to get Google pay-per-click ads free. And it's not a gimmick. It's not a joke. It's a very real system that is duplicatable by anybody. Then there is Top Secret Fat Loss Secrets, if I can talk today. Top Secret Fat Loss Secrets you'll find at www.theimuniversity.com/fatloss. That's www.theimuniversity.com/fatloss. And then there's JV Rocket, which you can use to get access to Dr. Suzanne's list of 250,000 and growing to be able to promote your own products. And right now, if you hurry, you can still get it for just one flat fee. You don't even have to pay her an affiliate commission to do it. And you'll find JV Rocket at www.theimuniversity.com/JV Rocket. That's www.theimuniversity.com/JV Rocket. Dr. Suzanne, I'm hoping you saw my email about JV Alert coming up in Washington, D.C. in June. Did you see that one?
Yes, I am, and I am going to be there. I've actually contacted the young lady that you had contacted me, so I'm just waiting to get more information on it, and I'm definitely going to do it.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Ken MacArthur is so excited about having you there on the panel with us, and we are really looking forward to getting to know you better at JV Alert. So it's going to be a good time. It is my very favorite event of the year. It happens 3 times a year. If you want to see Dr. Suzanne and I at JV Alert, you can visit askggg.com/JV Alert. askggg.com/JV Alert. And Dr. Suzanne and I will be there. I think it's around June 12th-ish, but all the details are on that page for you. And we will both be there on the panel answering questions and getting to know all of you. I'm really looking forward to that. Make sure you save a night to go to dinner with me.
Of course I will. I love to eat. We'll have a great time.
There you go. I do as well, and I haven't been to D.C. in a long time, so that should be a really fun trip.
Place. I'm really
well, thank you so much for being here today and for sharing all of your great strategies with everyone for how you can really get started in building a business of your own, and how you can live the life of your dreams, how you can have a list that's really responsive. You have done a fabulous job of using relationships to really grow your business, and I'm really looking forward to getting to know you even better.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for you guys having me on. I'm very excited about just being able to share. So I'm so thankful. I just want to thank everybody for listening and taking the time out of their day. And looking forward to many more times.
Well, same here. And Jennifer, again, thank you as well.
Yes, thank you, Jennifer.
My pleasure.
Jennifer and I will be back next week here on Relationship Marketing 101. And again, the last Tuesday of March at noon Eastern, we've got a great guest lined up. Joel Block from joelblock.com is going to be here to talk about funding your business and the money side of the business. So stay tuned for that coming up. Thanks, everybody, and have a great week.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.